in the Sermon on the Mount, he addresses the disciples and he teaches them things about what they're going to experience in this world as they serve him. After the Beatitudes are completed, particularly, he begins to teach them how to do alms, how to pray privately, how to pray publicly. He teaches them how to do their charitable giving, teaches them about fasting, teaches them about making money from the viewpoint of laying up treasure, teaches them about God's provision for us in our day-to-day existence upon this earth. And now he's teaching them in chapter 7 about judging other people. And he states, "Judge not that you be not judged." And how often do we hear that scripture quoted? Almost without exception, people use it for many, many circumstances. For instance, it's used to expose or to express one's independence. That is, I don't need you and I don't want you, and you can't judge my life and what I do because I'm independent from you. This is not a corporate thing, life isn't. It's altogether different. So, brother, don't you judge me, and I'll not judge you. Many times it's used to justify our failures. For instance, we find ourselves in a very humiliating and embarrassing circumstance, and we say to others, "Well, brother, judge not lest you be judged. One of these days you may be where I am, so you ought not to offer any kind of advice, or you ought not to in any way rebuke me." Sometimes people use it as an excuse for their sins. "I know that I do wrong. I know that I do this. I know that I do that. But let me tell you something, judge not lest you be judged." And sometimes it's used to forbid the condemnation of someone's theological irregularities. For instance, you know, here's someone that believes in being saved by keeping the law, and they would tell us, "Well, that's your opinion, but judge not lest you be judged." I imagine if we were to talk long to the Pope, he would probably tell us the same thing. "Well, judge not lest you be judged." And if we didn't look at any other of these scriptures except this one statement, "Judge not lest you be judged," or "Judge not that you be not judged," we'd probably think that we ought to never make a decision about anybody under any circumstances, and that simply isn't true. The Bible teaches us that the church is to judge its membership. Paul made the remark, "What have I to judge them that are without? Do ye not judge them that are within?" People say, "No, that's the parable of the tares and the wheat. Let them both grow together and God will separate them." But that is an improper interpretation of that parable. It doesn't have anything to do with church discipline. And Paul said, if a person was a fornicator, if a person was covetous, if a person was an idolater, do not eat with that person. How could we not eat with that person if we didn't judge the way they were living and come to a decision that person does not have a pure moral life or a life that's pure enough to sit here and eat the supper? We have to make decisions about one another in this church. You'd be wrong if you didn't judge me. You would be letting God down if you didn't judge me. But the subject is not judging so much as it is using the wrong standard for judging. Now, if you judge me, you have to use a standard. And the standard that you're supposed to use to judge me is this book. And if you use this book, the Bible, to judge me, I should not have a single complaint. And if I use the Bible to judge you, you don't have a reason in the world to complain. Because that's what we're supposed to do. And I'm supposed to take this book and judge everything in life by this book. I'm supposed to judge churches. I'm supposed to judge preachers. I'm supposed to judge denominations. I'm supposed to judge everything that is in this world. I not only have a right, I have a divine obligation to take this book and judge not only you and myself, but every other human in the world. Now, I know that's not what you've heard. But what you've heard is not the truth if you've believed it. You say, oh, no, we can't judge other people. Yes, we can. We're supposed to. You say, well, I'll tell you what, I just don't think you ought to judge another church. That's God's business. Well, how would we know what it was if we didn't judge it? You know, you go to the grocery store and you'll pick over heads of lettuce or over heads of cabbage. You know what you're doing? You're judging. You pick over potatoes or you pick over cars. You go to the used car lot, you pick and drive and try and look. And yet when it comes to eternal matters, you mean we're not supposed to judge? I think it'd be better just go pick out a head of cabbage. Don't judge it. Go get a car. Don't judge it. That'd make more sense than joining a church without judging it by the Word of God. We ought to judge. It's good for us to judge. It's good for others to judge. But only if we judge one another by the Word of God. And that's what Jesus means by this statement. We also are to judge things pertaining to this life. 1 Corinthians 6, 1 through 5, Paul was talking about lawsuits in the church at Corinth. And he said, you don't have any reason to go to the courts and sue one another in the secular court systems. Why, you've got honest men in the congregation. In fact, he said, pick out the least guy, the least esteemed guy in the whole congregation, the least esteemed member there is in the whole congregation, and he can make as good a judgment that is necessary for you people to settle your quarrels without going to court. How are you going to settle a quarrel without having a judge? How are you going to settle a quarrel without having judgment made? And Paul said, look, you people got business problems among church members, don't take it to a secular court. Get you some three or four wise men out of the congregation and tell them the problem and let them make a decision. Well, he said, you people are going to be judging angels. I don't know why you can't judge one another. We can judge one another. Listen to what Jesus said in the book of John. John chapter 7. Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees and Sadducees in verse 24. He states, judge not. Well, now that seems to be in agreement, doesn't it? Judge not. But listen to the rest of the scripture. Judge not according to the appearance. And that's what Jesus forbids. But do what? Judge righteous judgment. That's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus said. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Where would you get the ability to judge righteous judgment? Wouldn't it be from this book right here? But most of the time, how do we judge? We judge by emotion. We judge by appearance. We judge by whether we like somebody or whether we don't like them. We judge according to race. We judge according to economic status. We do judge according to appearance, don't we? But there's a better way to judge, and it's the kind of judgment that Jesus Christ said for us to use, and that is judge according to righteous judgment. Now, judge not that you be not judged. The word judge here is a very common expression. It means to divide and separate for the purpose of examining. So what we're doing is tearing a particular thing apart, looking at all of its various components, and making a decision. It's just like, you know, a person takes a motor and takes it apart and lays its components out there and then puts micrometers or whatever on these different parts and finally says, no use to try to put this back together. You just need a new engine. That's judgment. but we judged according to tools that tell us of a certain components in a inability to be rejuvenated or repaired. Judge not, that ye be not judged. And the same words are used. And Jesus is saying, stop making bad decisions about people. How do we make bad decisions about people? Not because we judge them, but because we use an improper standard of judgment. If I'm going to judge you and use some other standard other than the Word of God, then I am apt to judge you by appearance or by emotion or some other abstract kind of criteria. And when I do that, I will make a mistake. Now here's what Jesus is teaching. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. Okay? Now, be careful in the way you judge, because if you judge people by your heart, they will judge you by their heart. Be careful in how you judge. If you judge a man according to his appearance, then he has the right to judge you according to your appearance. If you judge a man by his economic status, then he has a right to judge you by your economic status. If you judge someone simply by the color of their hair or the shape of their body, and all you look at is what Jesus said, the appearance, then you're going to have people looking at you and judging you by your appearance. So with the measure you measure, it shall be measured back to you. That's exactly what Jesus is saying. For you will be judged by the same standard that you judge by. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. The word measure here is metron, the same thing we measure the beat with in music. That's the name of it, a metron. So what's Jesus saying? If you measure people with a bushel basket, when they judge you, you're going to get it back in a bushel basket. If you measure people by the yard, they're going to measure you by the yard. So whatever standard of measurement you use to judge them, then they have a right to turn around and judge you by the same standard. Now, when we do that, all we do is create animosity and anger and hatred. Do you know why? Because we get into judging motive, and we get into judging by pre-understanding. We get into judging by prejudice. We get into judging by emotion. And when we do that, if we voice that measurement, that's evidently what Jesus is talking about, then we say things to people that are not true. And then they judge us by the same standard, and they say things that are not true about us and our motives, and so we get really angry. So we've got two really angry people. Now, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? Now listen. Whenever Jesus made that statement, he's talking about hypocrisy. So now he's teaching his people about hypocrisy. You see, if I judge you by the Word of God, then I don't have a beam in my eye, or I don't have a mote in my eye. Okay? what he's talking about is justifying gross wrongdoing in your life while condemning even the slightest deviation in the life of someone else. That's what Jesus is talking about. Again, there's that contrast between things that are immense and things that are tiny, things that are long and things that are short. And so what he's saying, and why? Now, we're not talking so much about judging, except he's illustrating how judgment can be made from the wrong standard. And you know what standard this hypocrite is using? That I don't do it much. I don't sin much, but boy, you sin a lot. I'm a little sinner and you're a great sinner. I don't have much wrong in my life, but boy, you are really messed up. Let's look at it. A mote is any small dry particle, whether it's chaff or wood or straw or dust, okay? Just whatever's blowing around on a windy day that you might get in your eye that would be a small irritant. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye and considereth not? And there's a compound word here, and when you put these prefix onto this word that means to look, it means to perceive or to discern distinctly or clearly. So why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not, that is, you have not looked closely, you have not discerned distinctly and clearly the beam that is in thine own eye. Now, a beam is simply a rafter. The literal word is to receive, but they cut a notch out of a piece of wood and stuck the beam in it and then put another one, and that caused it to be a rafter across a building. It had flat roofs, so we would call it in our building trade a ceiling rafter, but literally a big piece of wood. But you see the irony of it. You see the figure of speech. Why do you observe that tiny little piece of dirt or chaff or wood or straw in your brother's eye, but you have not perceived nor seen clearly and distinctly that huge rafter that is in your own eye? Now that's judging in the sense that in my judgment, I judge myself to have a speck in my eye. You know, that's how I judge myself, but it's really not a speck, it's a rafter. In other words, I am not able to see clearly my own faults, but to simply minimize them and maximize everybody else's faults. And Jesus said, that's hypocrisy. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Same illustration, but pull out here is simply to extract. And he's really saying, on what grounds will you say to the fellow who's got a tiny speck in his eye, while you have this great beam in your eye, how, on what grounds will you approach that fella and say, let me get that speck out of your eye? On what grounds will you do that? Since all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and since you're using your own self as a standard of measurement. That's what you're using. Your brother, let me get that speck out of your eye, brother. While you yourself have a beam in your eye, you really don't know, or you have not accepted, you have not not believed in your own self as having a problem, but you've assigned problems to other people. So it would be a rather ludicrous exercise for somebody who has this huge piece of timber stuck in their eye and they're bent over someone else trying to get a cinder out of their eye. That's certainly a laughable circumstance. How's these conclusions been reached? Wrong standards of judgment. That's how they're reached. Thou hypocrite. It is an argument against hypocrisy. What do you do? First cast out the beam out of thine own eyes, then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Now, judging someone by the word of God is not hypocrisy. But doing what this person was doing is hypocrisy. Using yourself to judge others, using a standard of measure that is outside the word of God, is being hypocritical. But if I judge myself by the word of God, and if I judge you by the word of God, that is not hypocrisy. Because we're using the same standard to do not only the judging of you, but the judging of myself. And if I judge myself by the word of God, I will see the beam that is in my eye, and I can cast it out. If I judge you by the word of God and call your attention to it, you can cast out the mote that is in your eye. So it's not the fact of judging that is hypocritical and forbidden. It is the fact of judging using a false system, a false standard. And if you use a false standard, then people have a right to use that same false standard to judge you, to form false conclusions about you and your motives and your life. You say, well, you ought to use the Bible to judge yourself, but brother, you ought not to judge anybody else. How else would you judge anybody else except by the Word of God? Jesus said, don't judge by appearance, but make or do righteous judgment. The only way we can make righteous judgment is to use the Word of God. Don't be intimidated by people who are always going around saying, judge not, lest you be judged. That's a cop-out. That's a Protestant kind of... That's what people say who have no real character in themselves. It's an excuse. They fervently hope an excuse founded in the Word of God, but it isn't. You know, a fellow gives you a check. Do you judge it? If you're in business, somebody says, I want to buy this lawnmower you got in your carport sale. Can I give you a check? And you say, sure, I'll take any check anybody gives me. Doesn't make me any difference, right? Or would you judge it? See, if you apply this, you wouldn't judge it. No, can't judge other people. Can't judge their motives. Can't judge their actions. No, Bible says judge not. Well, it does. But not meaning what most people thinks it means. Judge other people. Judge yourself. But don't judge yourself by other people. Or don't judge other people by yourself. Judge yourself by the Word of God. Judge other people by the Word of God. And you know what? Because that's what God's going to do. He's going to judge other people by His Word. And you have the right to do it too.